The California Water Institute at Fresno State is helping all of us to better understand the use of water. Today, in part one of a two-part report, we hear about a special milestone being celebrated.
Good morning and welcome to Weekly Water Insights, where we dive into the stories, challenges, and solutions shaping California's water future. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're celebrating 25 years of water innovation at CWI through the lens of projects that are shaping the future of sustainable water management across the entire San Joaquin Valley. Back in March of 2000, California voters passed Proposition 13, a water bond that included seed funding to launch the California Water Institute at Fresno State. Since then, CWI has grown into a hub of research, education, and policy work connecting the dots between agriculture, cities, and the environment to support water resilience in the valley and beyond. What began as a vision to promote research and communication on water use and conservation has evolved into a network of interdisciplinary initiatives supporting farmers, the environment, cities, and underserved communities. Let's take a closer look at some of the defining projects that represent the impact of CWI's mission. In July of 2012, the California Water Institute partnered with the Tulare Irrigation District and the City of Visalia to evaluate whether recycled wastewater could be safely used for agriculture irrigation. The research team tackled critical questions around water quality, soil health, and environmental safety. Their findings? With the right treatment technologies and soil management, like adding gypsum to counteract sodium, the water source not only met regulatory standards, it offered a reliable, drought-resistant irrigation option. This project put Visalia and Tulare on the map as leaders in sustainable reuse, proving that urban wastewater could support agriculture while protecting groundwater. In another major initiative, CWI helped lead the Integrated Regional Water Management Plan for the entire San Joaquin Valley. From 2010 to 2016, this collaboration involved 19 agencies and produced over 700 water projects, ranging from groundwater recharge basins to stormwater control systems and ecosystem restoration. The goal? Boost regional self-resilience and tackle complex water problems through partnership and integrated planning. And just north of Fresno, CWI worked with the New Jerusalem Drainage District to develop solutions for 12,000 acres of farmland facing stricter discharge rules in the San Joaquin River. With salinity and nitrates levels threatening water quality, the team evaluated alternatives like salt-tolerant crops and on-farm drainage reuse systems. The result was a set of flexible tools to reduce pollution while supporting farmers in maintaining productivity. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights. And don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.